Hi, I'm Sarah, and I'm talking about the high school trip. As Jared already said, we went to Orland, Maine this year. And as all of our trips do, this one started in the church parking lot where we loaded our cars. We had four or five SUVs, I think, and they were packed so full. It was insane. It was tools, and it was bags, and it was people, and there was no more room. And we drove 6 hours, I think, to Maine, and we got ice cream on the way for a birthday. It was great. And when we got to Maine, we got to this huge house, and it was beautiful. It was right in this little neighborhood, and it was really nice. And we got in, we all found our bedrooms, and there was probably 8 bedrooms and 2 bathrooms in the whole house, and there was like 20 or maybe 18 of us, so it was a lot. And so we explored the house the first day, and it was really nice. And then the next day was our first day of work, where we went to Home Incorporated. And they work with people who are homeless. They house them and they feed them, but they also provide things to do during the day for people when they don't have anywhere else to go. So there was art classes, and there's a garden that I think you can help in, and there's a thrift shop, and there's a lot of different things that make money for the organization, but they also provide a place for people to go and learn. We went to a Chinese medicine class, which was really interesting. And I think a few of us went to a watercoloring class, which was cool. And in the first day, we all started with, half of us started with stacking wood. And we didn't know what we got ourselves into when we started. And we ended up doing that for like 6 hours the first day. And it was a lot, but it was so satisfying because you can see what you're doing really easily. And it's nice to feel so needed, like they really did need the help. And so the wood was for a wood bank that they have, where they donate it to people who can't heat their homes in the winter because it gets cold in Maine. And so half of us stacked wood while another half of us, I think, started gardening, and that was really hard as well. They were digging out sod from the ground. I don't know what that is, but that's what they told me. And it sounded hard. And so that was that. And we all had lunch together, and it was really fun because we had lunch with the people who were staying at home. And so we got to talk to people and meet people on the first day, as well as we were eating what they were eating. And it was really good. The people making the food were really nice to us, and lunch was really fun. And so I think after the first day, we went to a beach, and that was interesting. It was a lake. And so we got to explore a little bit of Maine. And then I'm pretty sure we all went to bed at like 8 p.m., so there wasn't really much that night, but we were exhausted. And the second day was more wood, and that pretty much went on all week. It's never ending. Like, they just always had more to do. But we started new gardening jobs, and we started painting and kind of refurbishing their picnic tables and their fences because things were needed some care. And so we took care of that. And then on one of the days, we actually made the lunch for the group rather than the normal people who make lunch. And I remember Casey asked the people staying there what they wanted. And they said hot dogs and hamburgers because they never get that apparently. And so we had a barbecue outside, and it was really fun. We all ate together, and it was actually really good. And in the end, we ended up stacking, I don't remember, maybe 10 cords of wood, maybe 12, or how many?
14.
Oh, 14. There we go. So it was a lot, and we ended up. Oh, on one of the last 2 days, I think, we started constructing this huge fence around this garden, this really large garden that maybe hadn't been taken care of in a little while. So half of us started constructing this fence out of big poles and chicken wire, and then half of us started taking care of the garden. And so by the end, this garden was really beautiful, actually, and there's this huge fence with poles that were dug like 2 feet into the ground, and then they had to be stuck in there, and it was a lot, but it was so nice to see it finally finished at the end. And so yeah, at the end, we finished all of our jobs at home, and it was, I think we all met maybe one or two people each that we knew then at the organization, and it was really nice to see everybody and just to feel like we got some really good stuff done there. And, oh, yes, thank you to all of our chaperones, because they made it incredibly fun, and Jared, who always works to plan this, and of course, everybody else in the congregation, because we really need your support, and we appreciate it a lot. So thank you.